Are Canadians having sex while they are home during this pandemic? Many of us think so, but statistics show Canadians are having far less sex than you may think. Stress due to the pandemic may be the cause, along with employment and relational issues. In fact, there is no presumed baby boom during the pandemic. Are Canadians getting down, getting jiggy with it? Canadians between 46 and 60 are having sex 1.36 times a week. Canadians also do not enjoy spontaneous sex like other nations. Our neighbors in the Caribbean are far more sexually spontaneous than Canadians. Who knew? Younger people claim a more active sex life, but Statistics Canada projects a similar decline in sexual activities among the 24 to 30 plus population. What's up here, smiley face? Have Canadian sexual desires declined? Well, sex workers in Canada have had a 22% increase in activities, particularly with new clients during this pandemic. The number of sex clubs in Canada has increased during the pandemic by 11%, mostly in Quebec, Randy Bunch. The popularity of pornography has exploded in North America, so Canadians and Americans are at least thinking about sex. What about our cousins across the pond in Britain? Apparently, Canadians have the better sex lives while the British the worst. 3 out of 10 British men have not had sex for over a year and 60% of British women have been sexually active. 80% of Canadian, American, and Australian men claim to have been sexually active, getting down with it at least once a week. 41% of British males and 33% of their female counterparts within the same-sex community claim to be very sexually active. Only in New Zealand were women far more sexually active than their male counterparts. Good for them. Why am I writing about this issue, you may ask? Well, if sex is the spice of life, then our society needs some major drizzling of spices. Canada's population is declining, and with that all the economic and social problems that arise. We have fewer young people in Canada, and many more elderly. Our population is graying before our eyes. America has had a large input from the ethnic and Hispanic populations, where the challenges of having children are considered differently compared to American whites' perceptions. Family is always more important than careers, economic advancement, and materialism. Our society needs your input. Children and healthy citizens too. Sex makes you feel good, and is excellent for relationship management and development. The endorphin flow and you feel great. 1% of all Canadian couples are same-sex, so the remaining 99% of Canadian adults need to expand their sexual horizons, open up with their partners and discuss this issue freely among yourselves. Your personal and communal state of mind can use a little sassiness now and then. A new generation is waiting to be brought into an amazing world of possibilities. Your mission, if you wish to accept it, is to make love and not war. Stephen Kazab Bradford, Ontario.